It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve you and empower you to make better financial decisions in your life. Speaking of empowering you, I hope you've signed up for our daily free newsletter at Clark.com that will give you all kinds of money-saving and money-making tips you can trust delivered straight into your email inbox. Now, I get questioned constantly about what do I do with my savings? I mean, we're earning like nothing on our savings. So I've talked before about the remarkable opportunity for now offered by Series I Savings Bonds. They allow you to electronically set up an account and put money into an account that you have to have for a minimum of a year. Typically, you want to have them for 5 years, but you can keep your Series I Savings Bonds for up to 30 years. And what you get is you get the rate of inflation, which for years has been pretty much lame. But now that we're in this time period of ugly inflation, what you can earn on a Series I Savings Bond is phenomenal. Reset every 6 months. And as long as we are in an inflationary cycle, you're in a great position because you're earning so much more than you can in a savings account or CD at any bank or credit union. And I know right now the rates are crazy high, so you probably have heard about the fact that right now you are earning, at least for a six-month period, the equivalent of like 9% a year. And that got your attention, didn't it? It is a fully federal, it's not federally insured, it is from the feds, a Series I savings bond. But there's a lot of requirements with it, and you got the holding period and all that. So now I'm going to take you to something more complicated. Series I savings bonds, so easy. Go to savingsbonds.gov, you see how to buy them and all that. Now I'm moving into complication land. So you can buy U.S. treasuries like the big boys and girls that are buying millions of dollars of government instruments. You have the ability at treasurydirect.gov to set up an account and buy the equivalent of six-month CDs, one-year CDs, sold as 26-week or 52-week debt instruments. And they regularly do these, and then there are others of longer terms. But the important thing is the interest you earn, you can see what they've been paying lately. You buy on what's called a non-competitive bid. You get what the big boys and girls are able to get at auction. You get basically the average of that. And what that means is money that you have right now in a savings account, let's say with a big bank, well, even a small bank, where you're earning 1/100 of 1%, you can earn rates, depending on the term you go, typically 1-2%, kind of in that general vicinity. And your money's only tied up for half a year or a year, typically. You buy a 26-week or 52. Now, the reason I've been reluctant to talk about the whole treasurydirect.gov thing is people get overwhelmed at that website. It's not designed for what I'm promoting it for now, which is for an ordinary saver. It's generally geared towards sophisticated, you know, Wall Street crowd kind of people. But if you go through the process and you want to set up an account and buy these, then you will be able to take the money you're earning in a savings account, which is basically nothing, that's money you're trying to use potentially 6 months or a year out, and you're going to earn much, much more in interest than you would earn otherwise. The other advantage of the Treasury Direct program is interest rates that are sensitive to what the Federal Reserve is doing. The effects of that happen much quicker for the Wall Street kind of crowd. And you get the benefit as if you are a huge investment house or you are a billionaire. You're getting the same kind of advantages through Treasury Direct. Again, not a user-friendly kind of thing. So at Clark.com, I have a very simple guide for how you invest in the Treasury market or save through the Treasury Market Direct, because it will overwhelm you when you get there. And I hope that our little cheat sheet will help you know the process to buy treasuries. And they use all kinds of terminology, which is inside Wall Street kind of terminology, but you distill it down. Basically, you're buying the equivalent of a CD for various terms. And you can buy from a relatively small amount to huge amounts can go into this. And so if you are sick and tired of your idle cash earning like nothing in the bank, this is how you get the same kind of interest rates that the big players get or similar to what they're getting with zero risk. Let me repeat that. There is zero risk when you buy either the simple thing, the Series I savings bonds at savingsbonds.gov, or buying the debt instruments that the Treasury is putting the auctions out repeatedly, and they tell you the auction schedule and when you can get them at treasurydirect.gov. Krista? I put you to sleep?
No, not at all.
Good.
This first question is from Suzanne in Georgia. Clark, one of your recent podcasts, you spoke about using an online bank to spread your money out. I recently sold my house and Current is giving 4% on your money. I looked up Current and they asked me for my social security number and my bank account number to transfer money. Do you know anything about them? And is it okay to give your social security number? I didn't give access to my bank account. Any guidance is greatly appreciated.
So, Suzanne, Current is somewhat complicated to get. So it's not an actual bank. It's a fintech. But they work with the bank behind the curtain. So the money you put into a savings account with Current is FDIC insured up to $250,000. But the 4% interest rate that Current offers is really just a teaser, because they call it a savings pod, and you only earn the 4% on up to $2,000. If you've got a lot of money from selling your house, the 4% teases you in, but that's not really what you're going to get, because you get that 2% on that 4% on that first $2,000, and then you can pay them $5 a month to be able to increase the amount that you're earning 4% on to $6,000 from $2,000. That math doesn't seem that great to me to do that. So it really is a way of attracting new customers. It allows people who've got smaller amount in savings that they'd like to earn a lot more than they can otherwise, and they're earning the 4% on their money.
Rate can change at any time.
Rate can change while I'm speaking.
Right.
It can go up or down, but it is a great attention getter. It's almost like a form of low cost advertising for Current to do this. And it is a legitimate thing. It's not a scam. It's just, you got to know that the 4% is only on up to that maximum $2,000 as of today's rules.
From Connie in Ohio, I was recently notified that someone submitted an unemployment claim in my name. I contacted the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services and flagged my account so that no claims are paid. Is there anything else I should do regarding my credit cards, etc.?
Yeah, so you have someone who actively knows who you are, has your social security number, your other personal information, and so you were wide open for various forms of identity theft. Now, the one we talk about most often is where somebody attempts to get credit as if they're you, buy a car as if they're you, do anything like that where they impersonate you in financial crimes. So if you've not done so yet, the most important thing for you to get on right away is setting up what are known as credit freezes with Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. You have to do it with each. You'll need to set aside about 15 minutes to do so. It's free to do. And what it does is it locks down your credit, where the credit you already have works just like it always has. But if somebody, the person who has this information, attempts to apply for a credit card as if they're you or anything like that, they're shut down because they don't know the information necessary to do what's called thaw your credit for them to be able to process that application for credit. So it would just reject their application. What it means for you is that if you go attempt to apply for credit, you're rejected too, unless you temporarily do what's known as a thaw of your credit file or a temporary lift of your freeze, whatever terminology you see or is being used. So it gives you peace of mind. What other things might somebody do where they steal your identity? One of the most common things they do is they seek medical care as if they're you. And that's one that there's not yet a process or procedure to prevent that. So you can only prevent what you can prevent. And what you want to be about now is setting up credit freeze. And if you go to clark.com/credit freeze, you'll see our guide how you do that with each of the three credit bureaus. And again, it is free to do so and pretty quick to set it up.
This is from Laura in Florida. We're going on a summer vacation and have booked a Turo. We opted for the standard protection plan, which adds $252 to our cost.
Wow.
Do we need the protection plan? Should we move down to a minimum protection plan? What will we be responsible for if we decline the extra protection?
So, Laura, this is the Turo equivalent of buying coverage from a traditional car rental company like Alamo or National or Hertz or Avis or Budget or whatever. Turo, for people who are not familiar with it, is kind of like Airbnb for car rentals, where somebody rents you their own vehicle. And so there's risks like you'd have with any rental car, which is if you're in an accident and your fault, somebody else is hurt or whatever, you're at risk for liability. You're also at risk for the damage to the vehicle. So those issues can be addressed one of two ways. One is I want you to check with your own automobile insurer and ask them, Laura, how you're covered or not covered for temporary use of a rental vehicle, in this case specifically, Turo. I know with my own auto insurer, they now have language that specifically governs, I forget what they call Turo and their competitors. There's some terminology they use about private use of a rental vehicle or something like mm-hmm. that. No, rental of someone's private vehicle. Maybe that's what they call it. And so you want to know, do they already have incorporated in your automobile insurance policy, temporary use of a Turo that you're covered for liability under your own automobile insurance? If you are, then that's step one out of the way. Then the second is you may well have one or several credit cards that normally provide you protection for the vehicle and other expenses, either primary or secondary, of a rental car. What you also want to see is, do they cover you as primary or secondary coverage when you're renting a Turo? And again, they'll have some kind of language in the car rental coverage they offer that would either include or exclude the use of rental of somebody's private vehicle or whatever language they use. You'll know that means Turo and people like that. If you have the coverage, particularly if you got both, that you're covered under your own automobile insurance and you're covered by a credit card, then you will not need any robust coverage from Turo, and you'll be able to reduce the expense of that rental. And I hope you have a great time on your vacation. Up next, this is really something. There's an item that parents buy, brand name, at ridiculously high prices when absolutely you don't have to do it, and it involves baby formula. I'm going to tell you what every parent of young children should know to protect their wallet ahead.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
So anytime there's an opportunity for me to talk about how much I love store brands and why you should buy generics or store brands, and there's absolute science to back it up, I'm really excited to bring it your way. And parents of young children who formula feed at least part-time or full-time, you got to buy formula. There's a tendency for parents to be risk averse at what formula they buy. But did you know that baby formula is tightly controlled by the FDA? I mean, completely. And one thing that's clear is that what it says on the label, that better be what's in that formula. Well, Wirecutter did a deep dive into baby formulas with a full explanation about the formulas. I want to tell you that it was clear as could be in their research that the formulas you should be buying that will be best for your baby and best for your wallet, there were two absolute runaway winners. One, Kirkland Signature ProCare non-GMO infant formula. That is a mouthful. That was not written by a marketeer. Let me say that again. Kirkland Signature, Costco's private label, ProCare non-GMO infant formula. That and Sam's Club Members Mark Infant, absolute top rated, that those are the two that are best for your wallet and absolutely great for your baby. So, let's say you're not a member of a warehouse club. You don't pay those fees to be a member of Sam's Club or Costco Wholesale. What should you then buy? The two you should be buying, Target's Up and Up Advantage Infant Formula, or Walmart's Parents' Choice Tender Infant Formula. Whether you are a warehouse club member or non-warehouse club member, the ones to buy, all store brand. All store brand. And why? Because again, the formula, as they said in Wirecutter, talking about Costco, is as effective as any other traditional formula. And then it goes through how it has all the same potentially beneficial extra ingredients found in much more expensive formulas. So this one isn't even gray. It's green. It's your green. Are you going to waste your green or not? Okay, so let me tell you something that the rip-off expensive formula people do. They give huge amounts of free formula to the hospitals. They may even pay them to hand that stuff out. They give it to the pediatricians, and they give you samples. Those free samples are the most expensive stuff you can ever get because you think they're doing you a favor. They're not. They are hooking you on feeling like, oh, our baby started on this and he or she's doing great on this. So we're going to keep throwing our money away. You might as well take it and put it in a fireplace and burn your money paying for brand name formula Instead, if you're going to do formula feed from the beginning, go to LDR, labor and delivery recovery. Go to the hospital with the formula that is either the Costco, the Sam's, the Target, or the Walmart. Take it with you when you go to the hospital. Say thanks, but no thanks to the pediatrician when they want to give you the rip-off free samples and save your money. And I hope also you get a good night's sleep those first 6 months of your baby's life.
Good luck. Okay, Steve in Illinois says, we're planning on buying a new house in 12 to 24 months. Our current mortgage and all our banking is with a mega bank, but we want our next mortgage to be with a credit union. When should we start shopping?
So, Steve, I'm going to shock you. Be shocked. When you're shopping for a mortgage, this is a time that you want to go wherever you get the overall best deal. And you don't want to limit yourself, although credit unions typically have the lowest mortgage rate. May or may not happen where you live in Illinois. Who knows? It's going to depend on how competitive the credit unions are in your area. Most mortgage lending now is done by non-bank lenders, which are the ones you see advertising so heavily that are not related to a bank. They're independents. Credit unions, for a while, were the biggest. The smallest now in mortgage lending, pretty much a pipsqueak now, are traditional banks. Because yes, you're right, traditional banks tend to be very pricey on mortgages, but not necessarily always. So I want you to have an open mind when you shop for a mortgage, and I want you to look at all the expenses, not just the interest rate. I want you to look at what are the closing costs estimated by each lender. Are they going to charge you any junk fees known as points? Each point is 1% of the amount of money you're borrowing. And so you want to look at the rate, the points, and closing costs, and you're able to figure out, if you look at it methodically like that, who actually does have the best deal. So at the very least, in addition to credit unions, you don't even want to bother with the banks, at least do credit unions and independent mortgage lenders. And you can look also at a mortgage broker, mortgage banker, or what are known as the directs, the people that advertise so heavily at the real estate sites, on the real estate apps, and on TV. You can shop with those people. You can shop with the local credit unions. And maybe you can get quotes from banks. All depends on how much you want to do. What you're thinking of doing, though, is great, because most people only go to a single lender for a mortgage when they are buying a home, generally at the recommendation of their real estate agent. They'll get a referral, and they don't shop the market. And if you don't, you're going to pay too much.
This is from Rosalind in California. Coinstar e-gift cards are printed on thermal paper. Months after obtaining an IHOP and Applebee's, we used some of the IHOP in Tennessee, but at home in California, they wouldn't take it as they said they could no longer read the author number on the paper e-gift card, the authorization number. I tried calling Coinstar, but they said I had to deal with IHOP, who never returned my calls. I lost about $37 in cash money. Never again.
All right. Rosalind.
You talked about Coinstar recently.
Yeah, that is very disturbing to me. I do know you're talking about those thermal receipts. They get exposed to light and they do go blank. It's terrible that Coinstar told you it's not their problem, that you have to go back to IHOP. That's ridiculous, because who was it who issued the receipt to you? It was Coinstar. I'm very surprised and disappointed by that. I don't know if you're active on social media, but I would post your story on social media, and you'll probably get they're probably monitoring social media at Coinstar. You may get a request for a direct message. And that has been a technique that seems to help with companies that are really worried about their reputation and public image. Guess we'll be able to see if Coinstar is worried about their reputation and public image. What this concerns was, I talked about how I take my change, I put in the Coinstar thing, and that's because I got dollar for dollar for my coins. But if I ask for cash from Coinstar, they charge, they take like 14% or something like that of the action. And that's why I do the gift cards for Starbucks coffee, because I've got these people who are like you, Kristen, spend too much money buying coffee. Since I've never had coffee in my life, I've always been able to be superior about not spending money on overpriced coffee.
And I would say take a picture of those in the future for sure and try to use them right away. If you get any thermal receipt anywhere, if you have something like that, because they do, they fade so much. This is from Karen in Alaska. Here is a tip for those who, like me, took Clark's advice and got the 2% cashback Fidelity credit card. When you manually redeem your 2% through the website, the deposit is made almost a month earlier than the automatic redemption. That means a lot more compound interest. You can leave your account on the auto redemption so you never forget to redeem, but still go in each month to manually redeem.
Okay, Karen, I love it. You are a true example of squeeze every penny. Squeeze every penny. That is absolutely great. Never heard what you're suggesting. The Fidelity card is great. The tens of millions of Americans who have accounts at Fidelity would benefit from getting their 2% cashback card. And Karen, I should also mention that the number of issuers of 2% cashback cards has been rising, that it has found to be an effective tool to gather credit card customers in the marketplace. And there are two newer ones in the marketplace, one that we've had questions about that's issued by Wells Fargo. I'm always nervous about anybody doing business with Wells Fargo. The other is Synchrony. Synchrony, which is a credit card issuer that people generally aren't that thrilled by. But they offer a no-frills 2% cashback card as well, in addition to the Citi Double Cash and some of the credit unions that offer 2%. And we've got a simple guide and list to cashback credit cards on Clark.com. If you're not getting a really good cash back on a card, you definitely want to do that if you're somebody who pays your bills in full every month. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you listening today. I appreciate all your questions. I hope the rest of your day is fantastic.